weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.
I'm going to go straight into the next interview because I have a strange feeling these ladies are going to talk for a long time. I want to welcome into the studio Suzanne Alcock-Thompson, your creator of Sluggers to Juggers, and I spoke to you a good while ago.
Yeah, you spoke to us last year on the build-up to the Shamrock Shuffle Sluggers to Joggers and Swords for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. So I'm back with you a year later.
And you're involved with Fiona from the Northside Enterprise Centre. And Fiona's in the studio with us as well. So tell us, how are things going for Sluggers to Joggers?
Yeah, it's going fantastic. We're up to 243 members at the moment, active members that attend every single month. Lots going on. We have a gang doing Madrid Rock and Roll Half Marathon in next weekend. There's about 30 to 40 of them travelling over to Madrid to do that. And we also have four of us doing the London Marathon. Also the same weekend. We have then another group doing Belfast Marathon and Belfast Relay Marathon at the end of May. So we've loads going on.
So even in that year, you have come along fantastically.
Yeah. We're still running our beginner Couch to 5K groups. We just finished up one last weekend at Malahide Park Run. Although we're still catering for beginners, we are coming on lots with girls taking part or women taking part in half marathons and full marathons and longer distance running.
And we just remind the listeners, Sluggers to Joggers, how you came about the name Sluggers to Joggers.
Well, in 2013, it was just a concept I thought up of and brought it to a couple of women who was involved with my son's school just to raise some money to take part in the ladies' mini marathon. So we set up a group, hence the name Sluggers to Joggers, created a logo, and I sponsored it through my own business and funded it myself just to get started. And we started with five ladies, a completely free group. We would meet three times a week. We got the help of some local gyms and some trainers out there. Dinny Collins from Swords, he's a fitness gym out there, and he came on board, helped coach us for the first few sessions. And we just started from there. We went from five ladies and we grew to 70 women within the 16 weeks, all dressed in pink, running around Swords and Malahide areas. And now we have the 250 women within the group.
It's fantastic.
Really great for the community, it is. Yeah. All ages and all fitness levels.
And it's explained to this, the rock and roll half, or what's that? Is that a road race or is it?
Okay, so Rock and Roll is a marathon series. Yeah. They're based all over the world. They do lots of different, they call it like tour stops as such. And Rock and Roll bring a real fun element into their race events. So they have a couple of stops in Europe and then they've lots around the USA. And Rock and Roll is one of the races that our group signed up to a couple of years ago. They hold the one in Dublin every August bank holiday weekend. And basically on every mile of the run of the half marathon, there's a live band playing, so it brings a real fun element into racing. Again, they bring a 5k run in for the family too, so it's catered for, again, all levels. So the Rock and Roll had a competition running, basically looking for a run idol, somebody from Ireland, to go to their flagship event, which is in Las Vegas in November. And they have a section of the strip shut down. The finish line is on the strip. They have an open air concert afterwards on the Vegas strip, and they were doing a competition to find a run idol from Ireland to go and, you know, be the run idol to represent Ireland and go over and take part in this big flagship event. So I entered back in March and my story was selected, so I'm one of the final six.
That's fantastic.
The only entrant from only female from Dublin, the other being a man.
Yeah.
So how many of them? Yeah. Six.
So there's six, three ladies
all over the country from the 26 counties.
Yeah. So and the Northern Ireland as well. There's a lady from Northern Ireland, but there's six of us in with six very different stories. But again, read my story and give me a vote. I suppose one of the main reasons I would love to get there to Vegas is just to fly the flag for our free running group. I've put a lot of work in as a lot of volunteers in the group, but it would be great to fly the flag for Sluggers to Joggers in Vegas. I'd be so proud to go, and I'm going to take my mother, who's 62, Also a slogger to jogger, started the same time in 2013 as me running, and now takes part in half marathons. So she would be coming with me.
That's fantastic.
She's amazing. She's an inspiration. Actually, yes. both ladies are. Yeah. But June in particular, for me being an elder lemon, I mean, June is, she ran her first half when she was 61.
There's only one elder lemon in this studio. Yeah,
well, I'm younger than I look. And June is a real inspiration to all of us, particularly the older lemons who feel we're getting a bit on. But she's amazing.
That's absolutely fantastic woman.
Yeah. And is always there encouraging us along, as Suzanne is as well. And just an amazing bunch of girls. I'm so happy to be part of such a wonderful group. Very supportive. I mean, I'm out of action at the moment because I got hit by a car. Very dramatic, but I'm fine. Except my leg is a bit sore. So, but they still keep in touch with me. I keep in touch with them. I'm still a member of the group, and I get involved when I can up there supporting them when I can. And that's all what it's all about. It's all about that network of support that we give one another, whether you're good, bad or indifferent. It's you know, health wise, everybody's there to help you. And I'm hopefully we'll be fit enough to run the half in the rock and roll, because I've entered it in and in fact I entered Madrid and I can't run, but I'm going along as a supporter. I'll be holding all the coats and everything.
I'm one of our supported banners.
Yeah, and I'll be with the banner. Yeah, I'll be the banner lady on the day. I'll be big support. So it's a wonderful group, and I really hope people connect with Suzanne now and go online. She's going to give you the website address, because it's a wonderful opportunity for our founder member and her mum to go and represent Sloggers to Joggers and Ireland.
Yeah,
at this fantastic event, our flagship event. So within,
it is, absolutely,
yeah,
brilliant.
It really is. Yeah,
there's already a gang of them talking about flying over.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm one of those.
they're all looking for an excuse now to get to Vegas. So I don't know if the hubbies will be too happy.
Probably not.
But there could be a gang of us going in November.
Pink ladies waving the flag. Yeah, great.
The hubbies, it all depends if they're leaving children behind for the hubbies to mind and all this.
Oh, well,
you know?
No.
Yeah. But can I just say as well, John, I've been working in community work for many years, as you know, and one of the biggest problems we have is trying to get volunteers. And I think Sloggers to Joggers is a real example of, if people come forward and give their time on a voluntary basis, how it benefits the community. We've said this before, you know, we've had ladies who come from other countries or move from a different part of the country into Swords or Malahide, and they're disconnected from the community. They join Sloggers to Joggers, they have a wide circle of friends, and they really begin to dig deep into the community and they get involved, and it's amazing for them. So it's not just about the running, it's also about how, you know, from a personal development perspective and from a volunteering perspective, people can actually get involved in a very healthy and good way in their community. And Suzanne and her mum have done all that, and the team.
Yeah.
You know, but it came from that small idea, let's raise a few bob for the local school. Because it was typical, the government built a school, fabulous state-of-the-art school, with no equipment in the gym.
Yeah.
So it was just fantastic, you know, what they achieved and are continuing to achieve.
I interview a lot of NGOs and a lot of local organisations, and volunteers are always mentioned. And as you said, the importance of volunteers are fantastic.
It's so important. In the first 16 weeks that we did, when we first initially set up the group, there was a few of us volunteering in the group. But I think at the start, I used to dedicate 10 hours a week. I mean, I'm self-employed, so I would have this pink folder on my desk, and I was putting a lot of work in on my own work schedule. But now we have a big team of 20 to 30 ladies maybe that help volunteer, because it's a big thing, you know, running a group such a size of 250 women, different travel arrangements, signing in, lots of different stuff that we do. So now we're based on volunteers, and a shout out to all the girls as well, they all know who they are, who help run the Sloggers to Joggers now.
Yeah, there's a huge network of volunteers in Ireland. Actually, Volunteer Ireland hold an annual award ceremony every year for volunteers.
Oh, here comes another, another goal.
If there's anybody there should be nominated, you should get look it up and do it, you know, because it's a great reward at the end of a year or whatever for a volunteer to get presented with this.
Oh, brilliant. Award, you know? We'll get to Vegas first.
And I'm reading here, you're going to run the London City Marathon as well, are you?
Yeah, I take part in it next weekend.
So that's next weekend?
Next weekend, next Sunday. So we have four of us from Sloggers to Joggers flying over to take part. We started the training the first week of January. So it's been 16 weeks of training. I'm on my 15th week. So last night I did one of my last long runs. I'm tapering down now. We did 20 miles 2 weeks ago. So hopefully I'm prepared and ready to go. But I have a Facebook page that I've just set up since being nominated for Run Idol, and it's called Suzanne's Running Journey, and it's a like page, and you can follow. I'll be posting up there a lot about our events in London and about the Rock and Roll Madrid Marathon and any updates that we have. And people can follow there, cast their votes each week. I'll be reminding everyone to give me a vote each week. Yeah.
Well, I've already voted for you. So
thank you.
And you say you can vote every week. So just
Each week from the winner will be announced on July 7th. The Rock and Roll, it's the build up right up until the Rock and Roll Dublin Half Marathon, which is the August Bank Holiday weekend. So they announced the winner a month before. So I have to get votes in every week up until the 7th of July. So I'll be reminding you, Zal, don't worry.
Yeah, you have to give me all the information, and we'll be podcasting this interview for anybody who wants more information and the addresses. And I say there's an awful lot of websites and addresses and stuff like that to get information from. Is that the best way to...
Well, to vote for me for Run Idol, that's the most important thing at the minute. Get us to Vegas. Is www.runrock.com, so that's runrockandroll.com/Dublin/rock-idol/. Now, if that's too much to take in, the link we'll have on the podcast, and then also I have a link up on the Suzanne's Running Journey and Sloggers to Joggers like page as well, also has a link up there. But you can just Google Rock and Roll Run Idol and the six Idol finalists come up.
So it's Rock and Roll Run Idol.
Run Idol. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, as I say, we'll podcast this and I'll put all the information up on the podcast. Fiona, you have a gig coming up soon.
I do. I'd like to let everybody know that Bank of Ireland in Northern Cross and Coolock Village have been selected to host one of the Bank of Ireland's events. It's called Enterprise and Community Event, something they do every year. We've never had one in Coolock, ever. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to showcase what this community can actually deliver. It's on the 21st of May, and it's for community groups, sports clubs, the Girl Guides, the Scouts, football clubs, local businesses and community groups and organisations to exhibit in Chanel College. It's going to be a fun family day. There'll be a fun area for the kids. There'll be an ice cream van out front. Hopefully the weather will be good. There'll be five-a-side matches for the kids up in the in Parnell's. Chanel College backs onto Chanel's and they've access to the pitches. So there's going to be a lot of organisation there. There'll be a lot of people there. Hopefully we're going to create a high-energy area where people can come along and they can buy, they can sell, they can look, they can learn, because this community has so much to offer and this is the opportunity to get it in one space. Speaking of volunteering, it's an opportunity for us as not-for-profits then to link with businesses perhaps we've never linked with before, and maybe we might be able to make a connection. Maybe they, because the research shows that 60% of the people that work in this community don't live here. They literally drive in and drive out every day. So it could be the first time that they actually begin to open their eyes and see what's actually going on in the community around them. So that's very selfishly from my perspective. It's an opportunity for companies to promote what they're doing and to sell business to business or business to consumer. So it's going to be a really, really fun day. And we're encouraging as many of the families out there to come along. If anybody's interested in taking a stand, it's free. Everything is covered. They can ring me. It's 01-867-5200. We're going to have Bank of Ireland are hoping to get in some really high profile sports people or local celebrities to open the event and to be there on the day. So they're really putting a lot of effort into this. So if anybody's interested, please give me a buzz at 867-5200.
867-5200.
Yeah.
I'm about to lose me a bit of paper.
Yeah, and I must say that the team from Andrea, who's the bank manager in Coolock Village, and Mark, who's the bank manager in Northern Cross, and the coordinator of the project nationally, John, they've been fantastic. I'm really, really keen to really get stuck into the community and really make that connection. There's nothing in it for them. They don't feel like you have to become a customer if you're not a customer. It's just something that they want to do to be able to kind of bring the community together.
But it's actually great to see Bank of Ireland throwing something back into the community and getting involved.
And the other thing is, do you know my Coder Dojo that I keep banging on about? This is the project where kids come in and they learn how to code. Yeah. And we set one up here because there wasn't one set up by the parents. So we set one up and we would have our main mentor left. So we're struggling to get a mentor. So apparently, and I only just found this out, Bank of Ireland are one of the sponsors of the National Coder Dojo programme. And they have Alan, who is specifically assigned, that's his job, is to go out to the branches and promote the connection with their local Coder Dojos. So I'm hoping now, I'm having a meeting next week with the bank next Monday, I'm hoping that we might be able to come to some situation where even if I got one mentor through their contacts, either from their staff or from their customers, who will work with us in our Coder Dojo here to help the kids, be fantastic. So they're really beginning to kind of reach out in other ways to connect with the local communities.
So that's great. And I said it was you were involved in a lot of that, were you? Get them to hand over a few bob.
Well, they haven't given me any money yet, but I'm working on it.
I'm sure you get it.
I need a few more laptops. Anybody getting rid of any laptops, you can throw them my way, bring them to Northside Enterprise Centre, Bunratty Drive, Coolock, and I'd gladly take them off their hands to benefit the kids on the Coder Dojo.
It's just got back. Your motto was, I run to keep my mind and body in better condition.
That's it.
Now, I'm just looking here. I hope I'm not going offside here. You were once a size 16.
Well, I was. I actually said to my friend, my other friend said to me last week, I can't believe you're a size 16. And I said, oh, well, I hit it well. And then my other friend said, no, you didn't. My best friend said, no, in 2012, I'd had a lot going on. We had a couple of bad things happen within business and personal issues in life anyway. You just result to just finding yourself emotionally eaten. Yeah. And I ended up one day going in to buy a pair of jeans and I couldn't believe, I was horrified that the 14 just wouldn't go up, and then I ended up in a 16 and I said to myself, I have to do something. And that's when I got out and tried to, I was always active and walked each night and so on to clear my head. But in 2012, when I took a little bit of time out of activity, that's when I seen a bit of weight pile on. And I done something about it, got out and exercised myself around the local area and tried to get myself running 5k, but I just couldn't do it. So that's when I came up with the concept towards the end of 2012 and brought it to the school and said, look, could we set up a group here called Sloggers to Joggers? And we kicked off then in the January. So I haven't looked back. Now, since starting Sloggers to Joggers over the couple of years, I was out twice, one due to injury and another due to surgery that I needed to have done on my throat, and it kept me out of running. And like that, you easily can put it back on. But I do like to enjoy wine and cheese and any other woman, and the running just helps keeps it at bay. But I suppose for keeping myself fit and healthy, I run for my headspace mainly. Yeah. I have a very, very busy lifestyle, and you're juggling work, kids, to get out for that run in the evening, even if it's only a half an hour run, just for your headspace, it really does help my mind be more productive. Yeah. More productive, so
healthy mind, healthy body.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pity we're not on television because you're an inspiration.
Oh, thanks a million.
And your mother, of course.
Oh, she's a legend. Yeah.
So that's it. You can give me the information. It's Suzanne's Running Journey.
Page on Facebook, and you get all the links is there. Yeah. And there's a photo of me and my mum and the story as well that I put into Rock and Roll Idol that was selected by four. A judging panel of four people. There was an editor for Irish Runner magazine and a runner from Run Logic in Temple Bar, and there was the lady Anna Geary. She's one of the presenters on the Irish Fitness Family.
Yeah.
And then there was Lizzie Lee. She's an Irish athlete who's hopefully going to the Olympics this year. So they were the four panels who selected the story. So that story is up on Suzanne's Running Journey. It can be read there, and the link to vote is right underneath it. So yeah, thank you so much for having me today.
Voting. No, you're more than welcome. And the thing I like about the first time I interviewed was it's not a really strict regime. It's nice and relaxed, and you're not pontificating to tell people not to eat this or not to drink that.
No, it's, I mean, we have ladies from size 6 up to and up, and all different ages, all different sizes. Size our ladies are all different. Yeah. They come from all different walks of life. It's completely free, and one of those things is that it's for the community. It doesn't matter what you have in your purse or what your background is, or it's free. You get out. Yeah, we have three sessions a week, yeah. And it's absolutely fantastic that we just bring the whole community together. We're not like an athletics club. We've never been trained professionally, and we just get out, meet and train. We originally started with the Couch to 5K, and that's been followed on, which is an app that you can download. And the Couch to 5K allows you to learn how to run from your couch to 5K within 8 weeks, and that's the basis of where our group started, from that app. And then now we do that every 3 to 4 months, we take on a new group of Couch to 5K ladies, and then it just continues from there now to London Marathon next week.
That's fantastic.
And the Couch to 5K ladies, yeah. Two or three of with big groups, you might have one group or two groups, and there's always volunteers from the main group who've already, you know, been through it and are now flying. They actually mentor the ladies, so they give up their time to mentor them, to encourage them, to run with them, and to monitor them right the way through to the very end. And there's always a big celebration in Malahide afterwards when they run their full 5K. It's a wonderful to see them crossing the line with big smiles on their faces. Tired.
Yeah. Tired, naturally, yeah.
But the sense
I'm getting tired just talking. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the ladies, we had a group last week now that just graduated, and some of them are we've had two of them, I think, enter to do the Rock and Roll Half Marathon in August along with us. So there's a lot. They have a lot of inspiration from other people in the group as well. Some will continue just to do 5K. But it's
they find
it's
their
wonderful.
Own pace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, as I suspected, the clock. So listen, I'm going to talk to you, Fiona, nearer the time for
the
enterprise.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll be great. Yeah, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after
this. Thank
you.
This is 90.3 Near FM.